Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, we all know how tariffs might bring uncertainty to our economy, but what might it do to our nearest neighbour? The UK has prided itself on the special relationship it forged with the US since the Second World War. But will that relationship be enough to protect it from any tariff imposed by President Trump? I'm delighted to be joined now by Dominic McGrath of the Business Post. Dominic, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, it looked like the UK did better than us at the outset with just 10%. But as things emerge, Dominic, is it really about not doing a deal with China and doing a quick deal with everybody else, including the UK?
I think it's still up in the air. I think the UK saw itself as in quite a good position, in part because compared to perhaps plenty of countries around the world, Donald Trump actually really likes Britain. He really likes the royal family. We saw, you know, only a few weeks ago before the tariffs were announced, that quite incredible press conference between Donald Trump and Keir Starmer, where Donald Trump heaped praise on Starmer, praising how, you know, the stressing the warm relationship he had. And I think there was a great optimism. Now, there was then a slight disappointment when it got hit with the 10% tariffs, and we'll see with the tariffs like everyone else. But again, there is a sense in the UK that they could get a deal. Now, that remains to be seen. Donald Trump and Keir Starmer did speak yesterday afternoon. They described that as ongoing and productive in relation to talks about a deal. But in some ways, we've had this before. You know, the UK has been knocked back a little bit in recent weeks. They're talking about how it might be exempted from the tariffs. Then they said, well, actually, maybe we'll get an exemption within a few days. Then it was a few weeks. Their business and trade secretary, Jonathan Reynolds, has been optimistic. He's been in Washington. Obviously, Keir Starmer and his team have been in discussions with Washington. But, you know, we all know how this administration works.
Is there a bigger picture here with the UK around their, I suppose, their commercial arrangement with Europe? In other words, if they do a deal with the US, that could have implications for what happens closer to home with the EU and the UK.
I think at the moment it's quite hard to know. So one of the slight interesting aspects of the current move towards a better and improved UK-EU trade relationship is we actually don't really know what the UK wants. And I think that's been one of the frustrations in Brussels, that the UK has not really had a public discussion, a public debate, or even really a public negotiating position of what it wants to achieve. Now, one of the main things that British supermarkets and British businesses really want is a veterinary deal, an SPS deal. And it would be really beneficial to Ireland as well when it comes to trade across the Irish Sea and remove lots of those cross-border checks that were implemented post-Brexit. But again, the UK and Labour have said in their, you know, their election manifesto, they've said it repeatedly since getting into government, that they do want an SPS deal. But SPS deals are not pro forma. They have to be specifically designed and specifically negotiated. And we actually know very little. And so in some ways, the UK is trying to do, as what Mary Harney said about having to choose between Boston and Berlin. And the UK is finding that it has to do something similar in looking both ways and trying not to annoy either party as it kind of tries to do negotiations on both fronts. Now, I think most of what is going to be in any UK-EU deal, whenever that may be, we don't really know the time horizon either. There's a summit now in a month's time in May in London that are going to kickstart those negotiations. But most of those talks probably are going to focus on defence, on security, on a youth mobility scheme that the EU has really been pushing for, on fishing rights as well. So I think some of these things won't really antagonize or annoy the US, which is good news for the UK, but at the same time, there is actually a lot of uncertainty about what actually is going to emanate from that EU negotiation.
Finally, can I just say, it's amazing the speed this is moving at. If you take the EU and Switzerland, that deal took a decade to negotiate. We're talking about now deals with major countries between the EU, the US, Korea, Japan, UK, all happening now really quickly.
I think that's it, and I think that's maybe the concern and the question for people who are watching these deals. Whether, I suppose, anything that's rushed, anything that's quick is highly, highly unusual, I think, in any trade negotiation. And I think there's also questions about, you know, scrutiny, who's looking at this, who's being held, you know, accountable, and making sure that actually the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, and actually that, you know, something that these deals are actually worth it, that they actually make a difference. Because obviously the major concern in Europe and in the UK is the impact on growth. You know,
absolutely,
economies are growth is sluggish and difficult. So I think that's the thing. It's trying to make sure that even if these are rushed, there actually are good, substantive deals.
All right, Dominic, thanks for that. That's Dominic McGrath there from the Business Post. And talk to you again soon, Dominic.
Thank you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.